This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Live. You want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. So many times we get stuck in our rut. We get stuck in choices that we think, well, you know, I'm in my 50s or in my 60s, and maybe it's a little bit too late to get started. It's never too late to get started. Our health really is our greatest wealth. And I see so many people that can make the change, and they don't. And my hope for you is that you will, is that if you need to lose 10 pounds, then you'll do it. If you have high blood pressure and the doctor's told you to start exercising because it will help, then you'll start. That if you need to start eating healthier and drop the cigarettes, that you'll get started. Maybe if it's not just for you individually, but maybe it's for those that love you, family members and friends and coworkers that need you to be healthy. That's what we want. We want you to be healthy, and because really, no matter how bleak life may seem, we really do need you. There is only one you, and no one else can replace you. Although you may think they can, they can't. And the greatest gift you could give all of us, I think, for any person is to be healthy, to make better habit choices, to eat better, to live better, to think better, and then your life can be better. That is really the bottom line on this show. That's what we want to help you do. Make better choices, understand which direction to go, and then get going. And we'll hopefully be that kick in the pants to help make that happen. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Chris in Salem, Oregon says, I'm 33 and in relatively good health, other than I need to lose about 15 pounds. I was wondering what you recommend me starting with. Well, it's a great email. Because the reality is, that's where about 70% of Americans really are, maybe even more than that. It's that 15 pounds and needing to really create change. First thing you've got to do is you've got to want it. I tell everybody that, because if you don't want it, if you just wake up one day and you get excited, you watch some exercise video, guy with abs, and you think, I want abs. You know, what am I doing with this spare tire around my waist, right? You get that, you kind of get that feeling. And you think, well, what am I going to do? I just go out and start walking? Do I get some abdominal rolling machine? What do I do? Here's the basics. Decide you want it, because there's going to be good days and bad days. There's going to be days where the guy with abs doesn't really matter anymore, that you really want to follow a good game plan. I'll tell you that one of the big keys in this is getting a good nutrition plan, first and foremost. And here's what that means, because I know there's a lot of diets out there. I get that. The basics of what you want to focus on, you want to keep everything mostly in balance. Make sure you're getting 25 to 30% of your diet in healthy fats. Bar none, that is what most experts would agree on now, because a diet that has a good amount of healthy fats in it is going to keep your hormone levels where they need to be. And really, that's critical, because if your hormones drop, then everything's going to drop. And you're not going to be able to get the lean body tissue that you're looking for. Everyone thinks fat makes you fat. It doesn't. So, Chris, I would tell you in this, to really, if you're wanting to start on your journey, you get your diet right first. Okay, that's the key. So focus on equal amounts, roughly, of lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your good healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. Getting those in balance gives your body a little bit of everything that it needs. You don't go heavy on the carbohydrates. Definitely get out of the sugar bandwagon and cut down the sugars, all that makes such a big difference in your overall health. So that's the first piece. The second is you have to exercise, period. So get your body moving on a regular basis. And if you haven't been exercising, then it's time to start. Literally 15 minutes a day to 20 minutes a day is all you really need if you do it vigorously. It has to be done with intensity. You can't get out and lollygag around. You've got to get your body moving. So if it's walking, if it's jogging, if it's riding a bike, you want to do it with passion. That's the key. Do it like you mean it. You know, that's one of the biggest issues. I always tell people, you know, eat with, you ever see somebody that gets excited about eating a pizza? They eat it with passion. I mean, it's like unbelievable. Well, with exercise, you've got to get out and do it with passion. You can't just halfway through it. It will not give you the benefits that all the studies talk about. You have to put some intensity behind it. And then I would say the third one to really get focused on is monitoring your environment. That's a key. Your environment is a key. And I mean emotional toxins. I mean toxins in the environment, your water supply, personal care products that you put on your skin that can alter hormones. I mean, there are a multitude of reasons to really be focused on more of the organic skincare products, to focus on drinking purified water and controlling what is somewhat, it's controlled in the environment, but there's limitations put on it. So we know there's certain chemicals in the water and things in the food that potentially over time could build up. The Environmental Working Group has stated that on their website with all the different known chemicals that are in the different areas. And personal care products too. So, again, you can't live in a bubble, but you can create as much of a bubble as possible to be able to protect you and your family. But for you losing the weight, sometimes hormone issues can be that barrier that's keeping you from really reaching those goals. And that's one thing to really get in and focus on, is to make sure that you've got a little bit of everything that you need there. So those really, I would say, are the big three that you can focus on. So getting a good nutrition plan in order, exercising 5 to 6 days a week, 15 to 20 minutes vigorously with passion. And then third is to monitor your environment. Those three keys right there can make a big difference in you getting the results that you're looking for and heading in the right direction. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Paul now. Hi, Paul.
Been having a real bad case of heartburn of late. Don't understand what's causing it.
Well, heartburn a lot of times really can come from a couple of different areas, but mainly you get a lot of heartburn when the body's not breaking down the proteins very well. And if you don't have enough hydrochloric acid or you have too much hydrochloric acid in the stomach, that creates a reflux. The theory typically right now for many people is that if you don't have enough acid, then there's not enough HCl in the stomach to break the proteins and the fats and that sort of thing down. So it creates a refluxing type action, and that's what creates the discomfort. So that really is the first piece to focus on. All right, so you have that. And then you can do a little test that's pretty basic. You can take apple cider vinegar, and with apple cider vinegar, you can take just a tablespoon of it and take it with a meal. And with apple cider vinegar, if it burns, then that means you have too much stomach acid. And if it makes everything feel better, it means you didn't have enough, and that getting more stomach acid or HCl, increasing hydrochloric acid through supplementation or using apple cider vinegar or other natural means can be very helpful to help you break the proteins down. But that typically is what causes it. Cutting out a lot of the processed foods, breads, pasta, cereals, crackers, a lot of the conventional dairy for a short period of time typically can be a great help as well. All right, but look at that. And, of course, if your doctor's put you on medications, you want to check with them on that. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at MJNetwork.com.
program, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Going to the break, talking with Robert. Talk about erectile dysfunction. Now, this is one of those topics that a lot of people, a lot of guys just don't want to talk about. And the reality is that there's so many men today that are dealing with it. I mean, it's becoming almost an epidemic in the country. And, you know, you go to see urologists and talk to your primary care physicians as well, and you will ask them. And a lot of guys are coming out and dealing with this. Guys with prostate issues. Matter of fact, one of the leading complications of a prostate surgery is impotence. And when guys start getting enlarged prostates, called benign prostatic hypertrophy, or BPH, when guys start getting that, it becomes a build downhill slope for erections. So here's the deal. Cialis and Viagra and those medications, they're called phosphodiesterase inhibitors. And the phosphodiesterase inhibitors can work very well, but there's some side effects to them that can be not so pleasant and can become a challenge. And really, I know, Robert, for you, you don't want to be relying on a pill the rest of your life to make things happen. Am I right?
That's true.
You know, and it just gets to a point where, you know, there's got to be a way. You're thinking, well, it used to work, and now I'm 51, and it's not working, so what's the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, if you were 81, I guess we always want it to work, but there's a difference between being 51 and 81.
Yes.
So are you married?
No.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When did it go from working to not? Was it all of a sudden, or was it gradual?
It was gradual, but it was like maybe 3.5-4 years ago.
Were you married then?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know if it just...
Did they divorce it? No. Did she did she pass away? Did you get a divorce? What? Somebody cheat on each other? What happened?
Divorce.
Anybody cheat?
No.
Just couldn't make it work?
Yeah.
Who said they couldn't make it work and walked away? You or her?
Me.
How long ago was that?
About 7 years.
The reason I'm asking that is not to dig too deep in your personal life, but the reason I'm asking that is because erectile dysfunction has two main components. It can be physiological, and it can be psychological. Yeah. And there's a strong psychological component. It's usually about 70-30, 70 psychological, 30% physiological. And so usually if there's an issue, just know that somehow, some way, there is, you know, an issue in that area that's got to be worked on. And I'm not a counselor. I don't know what that is. That might be something you want to go talk with a pastor or counselor or someone that you trust and maybe start digging a little bit in there, somehow, some way, okay? I'm just letting you know that. I'm going to give you some what research says can make things work better, but I'm just telling you as a friend that there is a component, strong component to that. And any doctor that doesn't tell you that, they're mistaken or they're not taking the time to tell you that. They're just writing a prescription and moving on. It's big for erectile dysfunction. Let me tell you a quick example. A lot of guys that work a lot, you know, they can, you'll see guys that come in their 40s and 50s, in the clinical setting, and you send the guy on vacation, like guys that work really hard, like a lot of hours. You send that guy on vacation. I've seen so many times where physicians, friends of mine have done that, and, you know, the guy, it starts working again at the end of the vacation because of stress, and he's away from, you know, a lot of the life issues that he's facing. So stress plays a big role, too. Now, from a natural perspective, several things are important. Number one, have you been diagnosed with anything? Any taking medicine for any kind of medical condition?
Okay, I take, they got me on hydrocortisone.
Uh-huh.
That's the only medicine I take now.
What's it for? What are you taking
it
for?
Well, when she put me on it, I was having a lot of pain in my legs and in my arms. Mm-hmm. And that's what she put me on, and the pain went away.
Did she say you had fibromyalgia?
She might have.
Okay. So just generalized achy pain, right?
Yes. But see, like I said, 2 years ago I had surgery, okay, and they, you know, went in and took the tumor out. And then a couple of weeks after that, I developed a blood clot in my lung. And then they put me on blood thinners.
Right.
And, you know, to get the blood clot to go away. And eventually it did. But then I started having a lot of pain while I was going through that. And I used to hurt, you know, day, night. It didn't matter. I hurt legs, my arms. You know, I used to have a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And my surgeon sent me to Chapel Hill. And I talked to a Dr. Sharpless, and that's, she checked me and went over me and stuff. And then she come back and she told me, she said, okay, I'm going to give you some medicine to take. And she gave me, it's called hydrocortisone. Well, that's the generic name for it.
No, it's just, it's cortisone. It raises cortisol in your body. I got it. Okay. And it lowers inflammation.
That's what she put me on. And then when I started taking that, then the pain went away, you know, and I haven't hurt anymore. But now if right now I take it every day, but if I miss a dose, I can tell. You know, I start feeling bad, and then she told me that if I start feeling bad, just increase the dosage a little bit, and I'll get better. But as long as I take that medicine every morning, I'm fine the rest of the day.
All right.
And one time I asked urologist, I said, well, could that be a cause? Could that, you know, be affecting me in any way? And he said he didn't think it would. So,
Well, let me share a couple of things with you, okay? I don't have much time, but here... I could be on this call for 30 minutes actually, but I can't. Here's the deal. Lowering inflammation in the body is what's going to help with the whole cortisone deal, okay? The hydrocortisone that you're taking. So I'd encourage you to get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Read through that. If you're not a big fan of following a new diet plan, look into it because it could be helpful to you. From erectile dysfunction, NO2 production, nitric oxide, was up for a Nobel Prize, the guy that did a research on it, showing that it can help erection and also all kind of vascular ability, even with heart function in the body. Arginine, citrulline are the two amino acids that work together to produce the NO2 in the body. So you want to look up NO2 and the research on that. There are supplements they make for that. Also, tribulus can help with testosterone levels and also luteinizing hormone in the body. Can be very helpful. And working out with weights 3 days a week has proven to raise growth hormone levels, which can help with erections as well. But consistent cardio activity is a big component with all of these.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Authorities in Northern California's Butte County were continuing to look for at least 12 people missing in a fire after three people were found dead in connection with the blaze. Jacob Blake from the U.S. Forest Service talks about how much of a struggle it is to rescue anybody caught in the fires.
The pilots have been challenged by visibility, most of all. The smoke's been very thick.
There are firefighters that deployed fire shelters last night in that area. And so when you deploy a fire shelter, that's kind of a last chance for survival. So you take the fire shelter out of your pack and you crawl into it.
The fire continues to worsen after burning for about 3 weeks, damaging or destroying hundreds of homes and other structures. Destructive wildfires are also tearing through parts of Oregon and Washington state. The Butte County Sheriff's Office said it has received at least 85 missing person reports or requests for welfare checks in the last 24 hours. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The White House is now reportedly considering issuing a new round of executive actions amid dwindling hopes for a bipartisan coronavirus relief deal. Trump administration officials have discussed efforts to provide support for the airline industry, bolster federal unemployment benefits, and allocating more money for school vouchers. At the end of August, Trump circumvented Congress and signed four executive actions to partially restore unemployment benefits at $300 a week and defer payroll tax payments through the end of the year for workers earning less than $104,000, discouraging evictions and deferring student loan payments. Questions that are anti-President Trump on a current events quiz given to students in a Michigan district this week were taken from an app and crafted by the teacher, but they were not approved by the school, according to the superintendent. Several questions on the quiz were deemed inappropriate in nature and not part of the Bedford Public Schools curriculum, according to their superintendent, Carl Schultz. One of the controversial questions taken from the quiz paints the president as a racist, xenophobe, and misogynist. The question reads, "This is the perception of what Trump hates: women, black people, Mexicans, or all of the above." Schultz said the district had investigated the situation and found the teacher had taken the pre-created quiz from a popular education tool and given it to students without properly vetting the questions. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Visit the show online at NewsShakeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Heart disease and prevention, they're saying, saves lives and money. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of prevention all the way around with medicine and health care, and I think we need to do more of that. But obviously, they're saying now with the American Heart Association, they're coming out saying the researchers now with the direct and indirect cost of heart disease topping $450 billion, that's with a B, $450 billion. And ultimately, we can't afford not to, which was Dr. Weintraub, who's an MD and chairman of the committee, wrote in an AHA policy statement in a news release. The statement summarizes recent research on the value of heart disease prevention and calls for individuals at the local, state, and federal policymakers to take action as a sound investment in future financial and physical health of our country. And they're saying a couple things about it, which I think are interesting. They're saying people don't often realize the power to stay healthy is in their own hands. Thank you, Dr. Weintraub. See, I knew everybody would catch on. So it's in the power of our hands. We've got to take responsibility for our health. He said, but it's not something many individuals or families can do alone. It takes fundamental changes from a society as a whole. It takes coaching. It takes a mental decision that you want to get well. It takes a shift in the parents, which will shift into the kids. And I'm telling you right now, if we as a country would jump in, we would change our lifestyle. We would teach our kids how to eat healthy. Then they would teach their kids, which would be your grandkids, and you would literally change a generation. I don't know about you, but I want to be a generation changer. I don't want to sit around and be sick and tired like my family members have been Who's going to take a stand? Who in your family is going to break that genealogy line and is going to stick your, you know, draw a line in the sand and say enough is enough? Because remember, we get sick for three different reasons. Genetics, number one. It's what we were handed down with. Okay, that's a small part of it. And you've got nutritional deficiencies, which we do to ourselves by eating the wrong kind of foods over and over again. And then toxicity from the environment, from the air that we breathe, the water we drink, the foods that we eat. So there's a toxic environment around us that we can control. And if we teach that to our kids, we create a better environment, better lifestyle choices, teach that to our kids, we're going to create healthier generations. And according to this study, we'll lower costs for heart disease. I mean, duh, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. So the real key is, in all of this, is to focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. That choices, radical changes in your life will produce radical results. But you have to be willing to do that. No one else will take responsibility for you but you. No one will. Your doctor won't, friends, family members, coworkers. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. And so you have to be the one to be proactive about your health. And they even said recently in an article that what's the best exercise? People, you know, obviously you've got to eat healthy, but they're saying there's a great exercise for heart health that will help with the prescription. It's aerobic exercise and drop weight off the waistlines, but they're saying the anaerobic exercise in higher intensity is very good as well. So they're saying aerobic plus resistance is the optimal program. Dr. Timothy Church, who studies exercise and disease at LSU, Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge, he said the findings told Reuters in this that it's in line with other research on physical activity. The Duke University Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina, randomly assigned 196 overweight sedentary adults to three different exercise programs, and they each did resistance training 3 days a week, working out on eight different weight machines targeting upper and lower body muscles. The second group did 2 hours of aerobic training in the week on gym machines, the equivalent of about 12 miles of walking and jogging. More than one quarter of the exercisers dropped out of the study during the 8-month exercise, but in the end, the colleagues analyzed the pre-exercise and post-exercise status of these folks. And on average, people in the weight training group who completed the exercise program gained about 1.5 pounds and slimmed their waistline. The aerobic group lost an average of 3 pounds and half an inch from their waist, but both contributed to better heart prevention outcomes. So exercise does play a role, and I think that the combination of weights and cardio together, the aerobic and the anaerobic together, is your best bet. It really is in all the research. But you don't have to go for a long period of time. People think you have to go for an hour, 2 hours every day. It's not. If you can spend 30 minutes, you can do 20 minutes, and that is, when I say high intensity, it means that you don't rest a lot in between sets. It means that you might do a set of bench press, and then you rest 30 seconds, and then you're doing your next set of bench press. So by the time you're done, you are sweating like a wild man or wild woman. And then you do your cardio at the very end. So 20 minutes of weights, you can do 10 minutes of high-intensity cardio, like an elliptical, or put the incline way up on the treadmill, and you can just walk that on an incline of like 10.0, 11.0. So whatever you've got to do to keep the intensity up, that type of exercise is what's going to produce the best benefits. It's going to give you lean muscle tissue. It's going to protect your joints, make them stronger, make the bones strong, increase bone density, and it's going to increase your heart health. So it's a win-win. And if you do that, even just minimum 3 days a week of that versus no days a week of that is going to make a huge difference in your overall health. So think about that. Powerful. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Bill now. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
Living well. What's up, partner?
Well, let's see if we can make this a little bit of fun and a little bit of serious.
Let's do it.
I got stuck with listening to you because I always, for 15 years, been listening to George Norrie and Art Bell. And the only thing I can get in Southeast Missouri was you guys and WLAC.
That's great, though.
And then I started paying attention, and I thought, you know, that guy really knows what the hell he's talking about. So that's what I said. We're going to try to make this a little bit of fun. But serious, I'm 72 years old.
All right.
I've retired four times, quit doing that, back in the television production business for Tea Party. I own a big recording studio doing all kinds of music. In fact, a lot of times people come over here from your place. And I know pretty much everybody that's in your place. I was on the road for about 25 years. I worked with everybody, just about everybody there is, you know, the old ones.
Right.
My body is unbelievably resilient. It just does not quit, even at 72 years old. I mean, I can start bleeding and it'll quit in about 5 minutes. I have had a prostate problem for about 20 years. Thought I was going to die last week, but it turned out my heart was fine. What I had was pneumonia. And then they gave me, let me see what the hell it is, amoxicillin.
Okay.
But I've been taking Flomax for years, and that works. It seems to work. I also take a couple of pills a day of, salt palmetto. But what my real problem is, I wake up in the middle of the night, and I've got cramps in my legs. And somebody said it's calcium, so I started taking calcium.
Okay. Did it help?
I've been taking calcium 600 plus vitamin D or something. I don't know whether that's going to work or not.
Well, I mean, since you've been taking it, have you noticed a difference? So you only get cramping at night when you're sleeping. Is that right?
Yeah. And I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and I'll stretch my legs out, and oh, my God. You know, everything starts cramping up, and I got to get out of bed and walk around for 5 minutes.
Right.
And that, you know, that stops the cramps. Where do I go here? Is there anything better than this Flomax? Because my doctor seems to think, you know, I should stay away from all these prostate things that are advertised on the radio.
No, I disagree with that. I mean, here's the deal. Let's talk about the cramping. All right, the cramping is a mineral. It might be calcium, but it could be magnesium and it could be potassium. So the reality is you don't really know what minerals, because a lot of times the minerals won't show up on a blood test as far as you being really low. And when you start getting the cramping and all that, it could be just low enough to be causing that at night. And you use up a lot of your minerals during the day, and they can be burned up, and then you're not getting them nutritionally from your foods, and it can cause the cramping at night. So a good rule of thumb is to do some form of green vegetables, at least a good serving of them, at least two meals a day. And then if you want to do some kind of supplement with that, two things. First, you got to look at vitamin D, because vitamin D is kind of like the coordinator of all the minerals in the body. If vitamin D is low, really the minerals aren't going to be able to be as utilized as they normally would be. So vitamin D, get a blood test, and the numbers on your vitamin D test should be between 70 and 90 on that blood test. If not, then you'll probably want to talk to your physician about supplementing with vitamin D, and he'll give you the catch up with all the different, you know, the different minerals, from potassium, calcium, magnesium, and it'll have all the trace minerals in there like iodine and chromium and a lot of the other little elements and minerals that are in there. So that can be helpful. And you always want, you can take those, you know, the bottles will tell you when to take it and all that, and you can talk to your health food store people about all that. But do some research on brands and all that kind of thing, and see what works best for you. I'm sure you'll find what you need to. But, yeah, I mean, that's usually the key, and vitamin D is kind of the regulator. Now, when it comes to the prostate itself, I disagree with your physician, only because there's a lot of nutrition is the key for any organ system. So unless you're building it up nutritionally, you're not helping the situation. And there's some really good products out there. First, an avocado a day is really good, been proven for prostate health. It contains beta-sitosterol, which is really good. Pumpkin seed oil has been some good research. Zinc as a mineral, and also salt palmetto. They all have really good research, so I'll continue looking into that. I wouldn't throw that out with the bathwater yet.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralact restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralact is formulated for powerful results. Theralact, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralact, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralact.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Scripture for the day, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19. It says, when God gives any man wealth and possessions and enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is a gift from God. So powerful and so true. Kids get extra calories, they're saying now, from foods outside the home. So even though parents may be trying to make a better environment in the home, they're getting it more on the outside. The U.S. children are eating more. The extra calories often come from foods eaten while they are away from home, whether it's at friends or school or whatever. So overall, children eat about 180 to 200 calories more a day than children did decades ago, according to a study by Jennifer Pott, a doctoral student at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. We found that kids eat a relatively constant level of calories at home. But in addition to that, kids are eating an increasing number of calories outside the home. Fast food, including food taken home to eat, store-bought prepared foods, are also fueling the rise in calories, she says. And the findings may help parents raise their children and reduce excess calories. And the childhood obesity epidemic, now it's tripled in the last 30 years, according to the CDC, is something that we all need to be concerned about. And I think that as parents, you know, having some kind of oversight of what your kids are doing, even outside the home, or laying principles in them and teaching them how, you know, even though the food may be available, doesn't mean they need to eat it, and what it can do to them long term, especially in obesity. And I think one of the biggest challenges that we're finding today with the obesity issue with our kids is that parents are obese. So it's kind of hard if you're a fat parent to tell your kid, hey, don't do this because you'll get fat, because you're kind of leading by example when you're about 100 pounds overweight and you're, you know, obviously you're trying to teach your kid not to. That's not going to work. Kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. So you might want to think about that a little bit. I think that's one of the biggest challenges we're facing in America right now. It's challenging, but it can change. But again, nothing changes until we change. And when we change, that's when everything changes, and life can go to another level for the better. 888-283-7272. Don't forget Facebook and Twitter. If you're not involved, we'd love to invite you. You can like us. You can follow us, whatever you want to do. You can go to Facebook and Twitter, both. Let's go to Phyllis now. Hi, Phyllis.
I'm an entrepreneur who is undergoing severe overwhelm right now because I wear several different hats. And as you know, entrepreneurs don't work an 8-hour day. We work 10, 12, sometimes 18 hours a day. I am normally very healthy. I'm a little bit older, but I have known for many, many years that, you know, what you put into your body dictates your lifestyle. And I've always done my best to lead a very healthy lifestyle. I exercise regularly. I practice yoga. I do not eat processed foods. You know, I do the whole nine yards health-wise, but I am experiencing some overwhelm right now. Normally, exercise, yoga, kava, and St. John's wort are perfect antidotes to overwhelm, you know, in addition to socialization and just talking with friends. But for some reason, the overwhelm is just really beginning to get the best of me.
Well, if you feel overwhelmed, first things first, I mean, you've got a lot going on, right? And life just can throw curveballs at you. And sometimes life just is life, and it can be a struggle, and it can be a challenge. But at the end of the day, you've got to look at brain chemistry. You've got to look at stress management. You have to look at what are you doing to make a change. And even though life is throwing you some issues that you're having a hard time dealing with, that I would look at brain chemistry first. And a couple things. Acetylcholine is one of the main brain chemicals, but also GABA. And GABA is gamma-aminobutyric acid. And it's one of the neurotransmitters that really, when we change and we can build those neurotransmitters up, then our body can begin to chill out and handle stress and life a little bit better. And so understanding that is always a key. So let me share some nutritional items that can be very helpful that you might want to look up, all right, and do some research on. But for acetylcholine, there's certain foods that you can include in your diet that they've shown that can help the brain chemistry of acetylcholine. That's eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. Those foods have been shown to help with acetylcholine levels. And then also, there's certain supplements that can help too. Now, vitamin B5 is always a gold standard for brain chemistry, as well as B6. But for acetylcholine, phosphatidylcholine, which is called lecithin, and it's actually found in egg yolks. That's why the eggs were so beneficial in the foods that they listed that can help with acetylcholine levels. Now, GABA is another one, and that's the big one for anxiety. So when GABA levels are low, anxiety is high. That's why we give drugs, and people give drugs, docs give drugs in medicine called benzodiazepines, and the benzos, and you get something like a Xanax, and what it does is somebody has a lot of anxiety, well, it raises the GABA levels. So it raises GABA and causes the person to chill out. So it's interesting how that whole deal works, and it's pretty powerful, too, at the same time. So in the middle of that, I would encourage you, obviously you're managing your lifestyle choices, eat healthy, exercise, you do what you do, but it comes down to brain chemistry. It's kind of like weight loss. Weight loss at the end of the day, when you get down to those last 15 to 20 pounds, it really comes down to the hormones. And balancing hormones is a real big key, whether it's thyroid, estrogen, progesterone, whatever. So for stress and stress management, usually it comes from brain chemistry, GABA, acetylcholine. So you're probably looking at, so you might want to do some research on that. Probably would be helpful too. That's another hour in the chart, so I'd like to thank a producer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. They'll tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, our community. Diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're actually thriving or challenged in the hospital. But remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.